We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
Don Lemon's commentary. Brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. From our New York studios, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to make you think, Tom, all of you. I have a question for y'all, but I'm going to give you the question at the end of the commentary, all right?
All right.
So, my first big story in the news business was the LA riots. That was more than 20 years ago. I thought I'd seen just about everything in this business, but this past Saturday on CNN, I experienced something for the first time in my life, really. I had a conversation with someone who admitted that they hated themselves. Orville Lloyd Douglas, a black Canadian who still lives in Canada, originally got my attention after he wrote an article for Britain's Guardian newspaper entitled, "I Hate Being a Black Man." He wrote, "I can honestly say that I hate being a black male. I just don't fit into a neat category of the stereotypical views people have of black men. In popular culture, black men are recognized in three areas: sports, crime, and entertainment. I hate rap music, I hate most sports, and I like listening to rock music such as PJ Harvey." My first question to him was, "Who do you blame for your self-hatred?" His answer, and this is a quote, "I think it manifests from society." So to get clarity, I asked him if he hated being black or did he just hate the negative stereotypes about black men. Bingo, he admitted that it was just the stereotypes.
I hate the stereotypes about black men. There's in pop culture, there the stereotypical image of a black male is to be aggressive, is to be arrogant, is to not be a nice person. And I just feel like as though there are a lot of black males out there, such as myself, who don't conform to those sexist and racist stereotypes.
Well, as you can imagine, Douglas is being pilloried on social media by people calling him everything but a child of God. And when I tweeted that I'd be interviewing him, some of the first responses were, "Get him, Don. Go in on him," and so on. Typical, especially of Twitter. But it's the wrong thing I could have done. And it's the last thing that this young man needed. What he needed was someone to be curious about why he feels the way he feels and not judgmental about it. Had I been judgmental, I might not have allowed him the valid point that his experience is one of living in Canada and not America. That Americans think that they are the de facto black people of the world when they are not. And that in many ways, racism or the discussion of it is perhaps more taboo in Canada than it is here in the U.S. Orville Lloyd Douglas, whatever he's dealing with, self-hatred or an identity crisis or whatever he has the right to feel however he feels. He has the right to say or write whatever he wants. And critics, quite frankly, can react however they'd like as well. But what's not so clear to many who take to social media or other forms of media to criticize Douglas is that it is not about what you think of him. It's not about criticizing him or calling him names. It's about the discussion he has prompted and what we all can learn from it. It's about elevating the conversation and not slinging dirt. I may not necessarily agree with everything or anything he wrote or said, but boy, I learned a lot. Did you? Now here's my question to you, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Would you change if you could?
For how long?
3 days.
3 days. What kind of white man would I be? Would I be the kind of white man
you're not walking into the cubicle until you know what's going on?
Right. What kind of
you're not pulling that break. Pocket protector till you know.
Well, I have everything as a white man that I have right now for 3 days.
Yes, sir.
That's nothing for you.
Yeah, I'd do that.
That's not a challenge.
Now,
ask me, do I want to be a trailer park white guy? Heck no. Do I want to be
a white guy? Yeah, but you don't want to be a poor black guy either.
I've been there.
Sybil?
Sybil? No, I've never even considered it, Don. And now looking at it, I don't think so.
I never considered it either to just now.
Jay?
3 days?
Yeah.
Hell
3 days.
Yeah.
See, I know what happens. As soon as I turn white, the machine gonna break. I won't be able to come back. I know. Then I lose my job. No, I see the handwriting on the wall.
It's a trick.
I had to get all the black IT guy to fix it. Nah, stay white. Nah, I see this on the wall.
And Don,
I ain't falling for this.
Jay, you didn't answer. You said yes or no.
If I could trade the way I am now and keep everything,
that's
I'd do it for 3 days.
That's not a change in
I've
anything.
Had enough challenges in my life. So
like the man from Canada.
All right, yeah, see, I think the challenge should be
for three days, you don't know
what you're going to get.
But the thing is, I agree with the guy from Canada was saying, you're judged the minute you walk in your room as a black man. I mean, you can feel judgment all around you. As a white person, they don't feel that. And white people don't know what that feels like constantly, no matter where you go, from floor to restaurant, wherever you go. And
I think that's the difference, Don. If we ask white people if they would trade with us, would they change, then that's really instituting some sort of difference and giving them a bird's eye view of how things are.
Ask some of your white friends would they like to be black, and they probably say,
I do all the time.
Please.
I do. I ask them.
So,
and they always pick the white, especially of heterosexual white males. I say, would you rather be a heterosexual white male, a black gay male, a woman, or whatever, on and on. They always pick the white.
They got the best hand. They know it.
Because
and
that's
Don,
the best
would you
hand.
Trade?
They got the best hand. I wouldn't try. Personally, no. I've never actually thought about it. But since posing this question in the commercial break, as a journalist, it would help me learn what it's like. So I would do it for 3 days, even regardless of what kind of white person I'd be. But I'd want to come back to being me.